jazzy. We're getting a little spiritual here as we start this next segment. I like this. Happy, what day of the week? Is it Thursday? Happy Thursday.
Yeah.
Friday, Junior.
Like it does. Friday.
I have tomorrow off the morning show, too, so I'm super, super excited. 720 WGN, Bill and Wendy off today. It is myself, John Hansen, and the one, the only, Queen Judy Pilak.
We call it the John and Judy Show.
The Judy and John Show.
All right.
I will not put my name before
you. I'm not going to argue.
Yeah,
fine.
No, that is absolutely your show. By the way, we opened up the questioning about the spiritualness, and we got a text from the 309. My mother, this is from the texter, died at home, which apologies for that, but within a day, a white dove appeared in the tree outside the sliding door in the backyard and stayed for a few days.
Now see,
and I assume that means that maybe this person hadn't seen doves before in the past, and then there was a dove.
Right, or maybe it was a dove representing her mother, mm-hmm. and she just wanted to say a little bit of an extra goodbye.
Yeah.
In any case, what's the harm?
No, you're right. And I paint myself as a skeptic, but it is in no way a judgmental one, because everyone has their own things.
You choose not to believe. I choose to believe.
But maybe I'll be convinced.
I think Mary's going to convince you.
Yeah, we got Mary Shetliff. She is the spiritual advisor and author of The Realm of Spirit, The Connected Being. And right now we got Mary on the line. Mary, can you hear us? How you doing? Welcome to WGN.
I can hear you perfectly. Thank you for inviting me.
Well,
I love your story about the dove.
Well, wow. Right. And that's what I want to get listeners involved here, is because I think people are around this time of year. And I guess you could answer this, Mary. Is this a time of year where spirits or whoever might be talking to us, are they chirping extra loud now a time this year?
Well, actually, I think they talk to us all year long. It's just that this time of year, we hear them louder.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're more in our heart spirit. And so when we become in our heart spirit, out of our head, into our heart, we're more aware of what's going on around us.
And Mary, how do you do that, though?
Aware,
how do you become more aware? How do you open yourself up
actually,
to it?
Actually, through meditation, through even simple walking in the morning, just walking down a quiet street or walking somewhere quiet where you're just listening to nature. Being out in nature helps to open that up more. We process our world, our earthly world, and our heavenly world through our senses, through smell, sight, sound, taste, and feeling and knowing. And so there's that internal feeling that we know when something's right or when it's off. And that part of who we are in our heart helps us able to look for the signs from heaven that try to talk to us. And whenever we are in a weakened state, such as grief or even illness, we pray more. We actually pray more. We need to pray more when we are healthy, when we are feeling alive, when we're feeling grateful. Say you get a raise at work, or you get good news about your daughter or your son or somebody. It goes into that place of gratitude in our heart, and it's when we start feeling grateful and generous is when I believe that spirit comes in stronger. It's always there. We just tend to become so busy that we don't look at it, we don't think about it, we don't pay attention to the signs from heaven. And that's what my book, Realm of Spirit's about, is to start slowing down and watching for the signs from heaven.
I got a question.
And when they might be coming into our lives.
Yeah. So, Mary, I think you might have heard that I'm more of a skeptic on this. But again, it's not a judgmental one. I'm not saying that I can't be convinced, or maybe as I grow a little older and gain more experience that I'll start to see this. So my question is if I leave, as I leave WGN today, my goal should not be just to walk out the door and open my eyes and look for every little sign that might be out there and start assigning it a person or a thing or a representation. Is it more just opening yourself up generally, and then is it listening to your gut? Like, how would I start to listen?
Right. You described it perfectly. You start paying attention to your gut. You start paying attention as you're driving down the street and you hear this little voice in your head say, hey, go right today. And then the other intellectual part of your head says, yeah, but it's going to take me longer. You know, let that intuition kind of take you in that direction for a minute. Play the game. You know, play the game and go that way. And maybe nothing will happen. And you'll think, well, that was silly and stupid. But while you're on that journey, what did you see differently that day instead of going the regular route and the regular rut that you just went every day?
So it's a little looking back and seeing what changes I made as a result of what I might have seen or not seen.
Right. And sometimes you might see maybe just even an elderly couple walking along holding hands. And you see or feel that spirit of their love over that many years. Or you may see a child playing with a ball on a street, and you can go back to that innocent part of who you were and really just appreciate that vision for a minute. And it's about appreciation and being grateful for that moment in time that you're in. And in our society today, we just get so busy, myself included, that, you know, we're so busy just focused on getting there that we miss the path that's taking us there. I just built a labyrinth in my backyard. And
how does one build a labyrinth in the backyard? What does that entail?
Yes.
Do you go to Home Depot for some of that stuff?
I built a patio, but I don't think we're on the same level there.
Yeah,
Marie.
What is a labyrinth?
A labyrinth. Do you know what a labyrinth is?
I've seen Pan's Labyrinth.
Well, oh, what okay. You walk through
well,
and
okay.
In and out, try to get
yeah,
in.
A labyrinth is actually a path, and it's one way in and one way out. And so when you walk in the labyrinth, you are basically paying attention to the ground and the rocks, and again, it's always outside. So you're in nature, and so you're focused on this path, and I tell people, as you're walking in, just focus on some of the things that you really are feeling uncomfortable about in your life, or sad, or whatever. I just went through a journey with breast cancer, and that's why I actually built the labyrinth, was because of my belief system. I knew I could not go a traditional medicine way. And so I built my labyrinth and asked for answers. And so as I walked in, I really focused on answers. And then when you get to the middle of the labyrinth, you are in God, so to speak. You're in the God center of the labyrinth. And so you sit in the labyrinth and you meditate. And you meditate for answers or insights or, you know, solutions. And then as you come out, it's almost like, you've dumped stuff going in, so then you sit in the middle, you ask for new answers. So then as you're coming out, it's almost like you feel energized, like you're very clear, very focused. But what that is it gives you time to walk, and it gives you time to think, and it gives you time to just kind of get rid of all the garbage that's blocking in your head and your heart, and you come up with true answers. And as I was in the circle, you know, I came up, I walked it every day for months. I am saying months to get the answer. I wouldn't do any kind of treatment until I had my clear answers. And I finally got the clear answers. I went in, had the treatment, had what I needed to do, and that worked for me, told the doctors, and they bucked me for a little while, but then they realized that it just was my core belief. And the last time I went to the doctor, my blood tests were fabulous. Everything was amazing. And the doctor just looked at me, shook his head, and said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it.
I think some people would call that like personal therapy. It's therapy is what it is.
Yes, that core belief inside of me knew what I had to do. And the outside chatter was the thing that was bringing the anxiety in and all of that garbage in. And so I just listened. I asked for my angels to come and talk to me. I asked for God to come talk to me. And I don't know what tomorrow holds for me, but neither do you. And so each day I walk in spirit being grateful.
I have the day off tomorrow. I know that much. I know I'm going to be sleeping. No, but no, I know exactly what you're saying. Judy said that I might have a spirit angel.
I said everyone has a guardian angel, uh-huh. Don't they?
Everybody does.
You just have to.
We're all born.
Yeah.
I think we're all born with an angel that's sent to earth to guide us and take care of us. And I don't know where people's beliefs are in past lives or whatever, but I think this angel is with us an eternity. I don't think it's just this life, but it could be past lives and future lives. And just even if we're just wherever we are, that entity, that angel, that spirit is always with us.
And John and wanted
know
to know
them.
If it was someone. Oh, we know them. He wanted to.
Wait, really?
Know them.
We know them.
I didn't think we would.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah,
is it someone that's
them.
Passed, or is it just we just know them internally if we stop to think and open?
Yeah, it's this is an angel that is, it's never been of a physical realm. It's an angel, it's a spirit that comes with us on earth. Now, there's also spirit guides, which can be like relatives or teachers. Or people that come into our lives to be with us.
Well, I believe
when
that
when we
for
need
sure.
them,
yes.
right?
Exactly, our assignment.
Yeah. Mary, we're talking to Mary Shirtliff, the author of The Realm of Spirit, The Connected Being. One thing that you mentioned, being has a dash in there. One thing I wanted to ask you is, you mentioned like if you see a kid on the street playing with a ball or you see an elderly couple holding hands. For someone like me, I would say that's a coincidence. But I do, when I see something like that happen, I do, it makes my heart warm. It makes me feel good about it. Is that at least for let's say, because you've made a lot of connotations towards religion and heaven and angels. Let's say there's someone out there that maybe isn't super religious. Can someone still open their hearts and minds to those moments and find, you know, the spiritual side of themselves without necessarily bringing God or angels into that equation?
You know, those words are just semantics. You know, God, angels, Yoda, universe, the spirit, you know, whatever you want to call it, it's a feeling. It's a feeling in your heart. It has nothing to do with a religion. A religion is only something of
it makes it more tangible for some
mass
people.
Mass belief. You know, it's got to just be something that you feel. It's a spirituality in your heart that you feel. And I feel the rest is all just semantics. I tell people if God doesn't work for you, if the word angel doesn't work for you, you know, find the word that does, whatever it is. My son-in-law is probably the kindest person in the world. He doesn't go to church. He doesn't believe in God. But, man, you get him in nature, and he is at one, and he is at peace.
So it's about finding what you need to.
You know, nature is your God. Nature is your spirit. Yeah.
Hey, Mary, I wish we had more time.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. Find what works for you. And, Mary, I wish we had more time to chat about this.
You.
Exactly. You can visit Mary on her website at Mary Shirtliff. That's shurtleff.com or follow her on Twitter at the same name. Mary, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Do you believe yet, John?
When you talked about the elderly couple and the ball on the street, I definitely am more open than I think I realize. I think it's a matter of me.
He'll be a believer by the end of the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, by noon she will. So thank you so much, Mary. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mary.
In your heart.
I will listen. I'm going to do a little bit more listening. All right, more of Judy and John Show on 720 WGN.